Hi everybody, it's Paul Hopkins. I'm here at, where am I? I'm at the Odeon Cinema in Birmingham, and I thought it was time to do a stereo booth because I haven't done a stereo booth for a long time, and with some nice background music it makes quite a change and it gives rise to use the Tascam IM2 with some surround sound going on, sort of. But yeah, I want to talk quickly about audio described cinema. The Odeon Cinema in Birmingham seems to have it right in that you can just walk in and any of the screens have audio description available on the screens. I do phone their local number to get through to the cinema because I think it's important to find out that the audio is available and so on and so forth. But they don't seem to have so much of an issue. It seems to me that there's not a rotor on one screen like there used to be, and they've actually really committed to having real audio described provision in that most of the screens offer it. And they even said to me, well, don't choose screen one, come at a different time and choose this screen because it works better in there, and so on and so forth. I'd rather that than no one knowing what it even is and whether they've got it, and so on and so forth. But what I want to say is just what an amazing experience having audio description actually is. And I'm doing this, I guess, as part, I'll record every day, so it can be part of the audio Movember thing. Which I still need to find out more about. But what we'll do is we might see if we can hear a little bit of the audio description of the James Bond film that I'm going to see. So I'm going to see Skyfall, so it's nice and current. And obviously it's the kind of... there you go. It's the kind of film that is going to need audio description, so... Sorry, can you get past?
Thank you.
That's all right. That's why I chose it in a way, apart from the fact that I want to go and see it, of course. But so I'm with Sally. She's gone and got some sweets and stuff. It's over a two-hour film. But this I'm quite excited. I mean, it's audio described cinema is only just coming of age. One thing I would say that annoys me is that the C card needs looking at. The terms and conditions for the C card, which is the card that you bring to get a discount for having a disability, is actually designed so that the carer gets the discount and you don't. So you pay the full price as a disabled person, which in itself sounds good, it sounds right, but it's actually not, because the terms and conditions are very much geared towards... them not wanting you to come on your own, because then you'd need extra help, and they reserve the right to charge you if you do come on your own as a disabled person. They reserve the right to charge you the full price. I need to go and kick some butt about that, because you know that's discouraging independence, and it's discouraging. It goes against any kind of advocacy, in my opinion. A nice bee flying around here. Let's listen to this. That's quite awesome. I don't believe that's a way forward in terms of a forward-thinking society, you know, because whenever I go on my own and get help from somewhere, the experience that person has of me and I have of them is overwhelmingly positive, and it's good for everybody because it enhances people's understanding and breaks down barriers. So we mustn't be doing things like that, in my opinion. You can let me know what you think, of course. So I'm going to pause for now, and then we'll listen to some audio description, perhaps. I know we've all heard it before, but I'm a strong believer in that we should be getting out here if we can, and I'm more than happy to play my part and help in doing this so that people can go to cinema. If getting out on their own is an issue, but for me, coming to the cinema is a real experience. So we'll talk more about this in a bit, and I'll speak to you soon.
Here's a bit of audio description. I'm sorry to have to deal with this. Hang on a minute.
He sits down opposite her.
5 minutes is concerned. Which contending my operatives are pursuing every avenue.
Have you considered pulling out the agents?
I've considered every option.
Forgive me if that sounds like an evasion.
Forgive me, but why am I here?
3 months ago, you lost the computer drive containing the identity of almost every NATO agent embedded in terrorist organizations across the globe. A list which, in the eyes of our allies, never existed. So if you'll forgive me, I think you know why you're here.
I would call this civilian oversight.
No, what to call this retirement planning.
M stares at him.
Your country has only the highest respect for you and your many years of service. When your current posting is completed, you'll be awarded GCMG with full honours. Congratulations.
You're firing me.
No, ma'am. I'm here to oversee the transition period leading to your voluntary retirement in 2 months' time. Your successor has yet to be appointed, so we'll be asking you...
I'm not an idiot, Mary. I know I can't do this job forever, but I'll be damned if I'm going to leave the department in worse shape than I found it.
You've had a great run. You should leave with dignity.
Go to hell with dignity. I'll leave when the job's done.
Mallory stands with his hands on his hips as M goes briskly from his office. M pretends to read a newspaper as she broods in the back of the chauffeur-driven Jaguar. Tanner sits next to her.
Yes? Now?
He puts the phone down.
Mark Miller from the Q Branch sounds trying to decrypt the stolen hard drive. I'm tracing the encryption signal. Left about it now. Sending in the UK. Lovely.
Get us back to base as soon as possible.
Appears of M wearing a crown and laughing haughtily.
What is this?
A cartoon skull flashes up over her face. White letters on a black background. Think on your sins. They weave through traffic on the actual bridge on the approach to the Boxy Tier bus.
Just going to show you a live, very dramatic bit of Skyfall, the James Bond movie, just to show you how good the audio description is. Just bear with me. Here we go. So that was James Bond audio described you a little bit of, and it's ITFC audio description who did that, and the guy, funnily enough, who read it was called James apparently. You knew who, well, you know he sounded because you heard it, didn't you? But yeah, that's the joy of coming to a cinema, really, in short, in very, very short. I've been here for over 2 hours. So around me now you can hear people leaving and the rustling of their leftover popcorn. And I think that's the point, isn't it? You know, if audio description is available, it means you can come out to the cinema and either with friends or even on your own and get the help. You know, don't let that C card thing put you off. Get your C card and come to the cinema anyway. If you can get there on your own, all well and good. If you can't, then talk to one of us that are on audio booth that live near you on stuff. I'm looking into something along those lines, which I'll tell you more about at some point. But, you know, the joy of cinema and audio description, which makes all the difference, besides actually getting to the cinema, is something amazing, I think. And it's great. You can get your DVD at some point and have audio description on it, but as I said, there's something else about coming out to a cinema, having a meal or a drink or whatever. And that's it, really. I'll speak to you soon, and I hope you enjoyed my little James Bond Skyfall audio described boo, even. Bye bye. Hey, I'm just in with Sal. We're just on the top of it's called the Cube. Oh my goodness, it's called the Cube. It's very loosely connected to James Bond in the sense of the Cube, or Q, the Cube. Yes, pun intended, but that wasn't why we came. And the photo that I've accompanied with this is me on, I think it's 25th floor. So it's a new building that they've put in Birmingham by all the canal side. I don't know. I can't remember how tall it is, but it's very high. I mean, we're a few hundred foot off the ground. So for those that can't see, that's what that is. But just had a couple of drinks after the after seeing the film. So, but yeah, it's quite impressive, especially now it's gone dark. You can see all across Birmingham. I'll say the metropolis, but Birmingham's quite green really as it goes. So. Obviously the immediate area being the city and stuff is of course very metropolesque, if that's a word, it is now. But I just thought we'd sort of finish with that really, and just the ambience. So if you ever come to town, he says, as if Birmingham's the centre of the universe, which of course it is, then I will bring you here perhaps and you can sample it for yourselves. So that's it really. I had nothing more to say really, other than I wanted to add this bit as an addendum. I'll speak to you soon. Bye bye. No, hang on a sec. Something bad's happening. Hang on.